you obviously got to walk underneath or see the world's biggest mountain. Do you remember what you thought about the mountain? What was it called?
Everest.
And what did it look like?
Really, really huge.
We all want our kids to grow up curious, adventurous. Well, Queenslander's Ben Southall and his son Atlas have taken that to a whole new level. They recently completed 12 days of high-altitude trekking to Mount Everest Base Camp. But just how did 6-year-old Atlas wind up on that adventure?
Well, this was something that's really thrown to me about a month before I was prior to taking 16 clients from a mental health charity in Toowoomba, Momentum. They had been planning this trip with us for the last year. We haven't been back to Nepal since pre-COVID, so it was great to get back with just a team of fundraisers. That was the plan. My wife Sophie works for the military. At the 11th hour, she was called away on an exercise overseas. We lost my mother-in-law, unfortunately, last year, so my safety net of babysitting while I was away on trips had suddenly disappeared. So at the 11th hour, with about 5 weeks to go, I suddenly booked flights for Atlas and said, look, are you up for this idea? He always wants to come on adventures. He always says, why didn't you take me on this when I come back without him? So this one, I just said, well, this one's a bit of a challenging one. It's a lot of walking. It's a cultural adventure as well as it is just climbing up and up and up. And he said he'd come and do it. And I got the due diligence signed off from the school. They said, you can take him away. He's going to have some great stories. He'll probably learn more with you than he will with us. The charity, I went to Chris, the CEO, and I said, look, can I put it out there to your fundraisers? This is the situation I'm in. Can Atlas come with us? And all of them said, absolutely, why not? What a great adventure for him. I had a porter for him. I had a nanny to look after him in the evenings. I bought a lot of clothing for him, so he was wrapped up warm. And he came home having had the best adventure ever.
I don't know if there are records about who's the youngest to trek to base camp, but he's got to be one of them, hasn't he, at 5?
He's definitely one of the youngest that's been up there, but this was not about going and trying to, you know, blow a trumpet and set a world record. There was nothing about that involved. This was a fact that Dad needed to take his little boy with him on one of his adventures, and this was the one. And we never said he was walking every single step of those 53 kilometres to get up there.
Yes, okay. How many of those kilometres was he on your back?
I tried to motivate him. In the weeks leading up to it, I bought him one of those watches that's got steps on it. So the little kid's watch, so you can measure your steps. So he was really in the mood of trying to reward himself by getting to his 10,000 steps every day. On the first day, he walked 25,000 steps, which isn't that far. But when you're a kid and you haven't got much distance between steps, it's quite a long way. And I made the promise in my head, if at any point he grumbles, if at any point he moans and he says, Dad, can I have a carry? He would go either on my shoulders or on Nima, our amazing Sherpa porter's shoulders. And he did that for probably 60% of the way up, but he walked a lot on the way down. And loved it. And every time he grumbled, I had little things in my pocket, like a tube of Mentos, so he'd get his Mentos for getting to the next corner or the next hill. And when there's yak trains going past, and when there's helicopters flying overhead to Everest Base Camp, there's all these distractions for kids. Wow. So it wasn't like he was just, you know, being put through the ringer and having to go for a really, really hard, tough challenge. He had a cultural adventure along the way, and that's what counted. And he saw snow for the first time.
Oh.
He was dancing in the snow. We go to 5,364 metres, so we're still 3.5 kilometres below the highest peak in the world. But still, an overnight at Everest Base Camp, it was minus 20. That's the moment that Atty did have a bit of he did throw his toys because his feet were so cold. So we got him in front of a nice gas fire, we got him in a thick sleeping bag, and within 20 minutes he was smiling and laughing and eating his Mentos again.
What a time.
For everybody that was on the trek from Momentum, It's a massive moment. The moment you arrive at Everest Base Camp, there's a point called Trekker's Point, and basically we're on a glacier, on a moving glacier that moves at between 1 and 3 metres a day. So it's this constantly moving glacier of ice and rock that's moving down the Khumbu Valley. There's a massive rock that people basically choose at the start of the trekking season. Someone sprays on it with a spray can, Everest Base Camp, and they put the altitude, and that's where all the trekkers go into. And the moment that our 16 or 14 fundraisers arrived at that rock, the emotional unload of having trekked in very tough conditions, very cold conditions, a lot of snow. Once they got there, the hugs and the friendship that they had, and they'd formed it over 6 months of training up in Toowoomba, they raised over $100,000 for charity. That's an emotional unload just to get to that point. Mm. To actually stay at base camp itself is a really uncomfortable experience because you're really low on oxygen. Even taking your shoes and socks off, you get out of breath. Oh. It's minus 20 outside, so it's not the most inviting of environments. You're in a tent, you can hear, during the night, you can hear avalanches going off and rock falls, so you're always conscious of, is the avalanche going to get me? So you probably have your worst night's sleep ever
right.
on the trek, but you've got a massive tick to say, I have gone and done it.
What's for dinner at Everest Base Camp?
Weirdly, it's probably the best food in about 3 or 4 days, because if you think the summit teams that go up Everest pay between probably $40,000 Australian, $100,000 Australian for the privilege of getting there. And if you've got a team of foreign climbers that are coming from, say, Europe and the US and Pakistan and China, they all want their own food from their own country. So there's a chef there. These are beautiful round structures, dome tents that have got synthetic grass floors. There's a gas heater, there's tables and chairs, there's a barista with a real coffee machine at Everest
Base Camp.
Yep. And every expedition company has got their own setup. So it's actually probably the best food that you're going to get in 4 or 5 days of trekking to get to base camp itself.
What a life you are setting him up for. That curiosity, that adventurous spirit. How brilliant.
I think the resilience thing for kids is really important. I think not to go and push them too far beyond their boundaries, but make them realise that they can do stuff. On the first day of the 10-day trip, you know, there was resistance that he was going to be carried all the time. And then I said, this is what we're going to do. If you get to your steps, then you can have a carry. Mm. I think having that mindset with kids and getting families and kids outdoors to realise that they can't... A lot of kids these days can give up something at the flick of a hat. So to give them that inner strength to go, I can do it, and see at the end that they have done it. I mean, the number of high fives Atlas was getting on the way down from other trekkers who were on their way up going, oh my God, have you just done it? If you can do it, then I can do it.
Yeah.
And you could see him grow internally from just that sort of almost reward from other people just to see that. So if we can inject that mindset into other kids by inspiring them to go and do it, then I think hopefully we're doing a good thing for people and the planet. So, Addy, we just went and did a trip all the way up to Everest Base Camp. What did you think about the trip? What were the best bits for you?
The best bits was seeing the snow, having fun, and seeing the yaks.
And you obviously got to walk underneath or see the world's biggest mountain. Do you remember what you thought about the mountain? What was it called?
Everest.
And what did it look like?
Really, really huge.
And I think there were some bits where you weren't overly happy. Tell me about the worst bits of the trip.
The worst bits of the trip were when my feet were so cold that they almost turned to ice.